Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Laura, sorry about that. We'll re-record that intro part. Let me re-say that part real quick.
And no worries. We'll I didn't know right if you in. Heard that or not.
Yes, it's so funny. There's a little bit of a delay happening with Blog Talk Radio, but we can edit this out. It's really no problem.
Okay.
So I'll just re-record the intro again, and then we'll jump in as if we're live, and we'll just cut off all this talking we're doing now in terms of editing.
Okay.
Perfect. Here we go. Welcome to the Workspace Today podcast series. Today we're speaking with Laura Owen, who's the Senior Vice President and Chief Human Resources Officer at Polycom, who will be discussing HR collaboration trends and much more today. And Laura, how are you doing?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing great today.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, and let's jump right in. Clearly, you're a successful HR executive. So what would you say is the biggest challenge facing the discipline today?
Well, you know, there's always the usual challenges within human resources of finding the right talent at the right time, you know, making sure that you develop and you provide career paths and opportunities for your team and you know, the entire workforce. And there's a lot of globalization going on. So a lot of that has been going on for many, many years. I think the greater challenge for human resources is finding a way to be a catalyst for the business, to drive business results. You know, how can we optimize the cost structure, for example? We can manage our own budget, which is typically much smaller than the rest of the company. So how do we influence, you know, decisions around benefits, around pension that have much greater impact from a cost structure situation globally, as well as, you know, things like cost per hire or workforce planning, where you can really drive millions and millions of dollars in cost savings. And then, you know, on the opposite side of the P&L, on the top line, how do you be a catalyst for profitable growth? You know, there it can be things like enabling technologies that allow for repeatable, you know, processes that you can and that allows for growth. It can be, again, having the right people at the right time as well. So I think it's really about enabling your company strategy.
That's great. And I know you were recently quoted in a recent article talking about Polycom's success with implementing BYOD. What specifically has the company done to make this happen smoothly and securely?
Well, smoothly has been pretty easy. You know, a lot of our products, a lot of our technology works on multiple devices. So whether from a video conferencing standpoint, you know, we have software that works on your tablet, on your iPhone, on your iPad, on your laptop, on your desktop, you know, pretty much everything you can possibly, you know, use to work. So we're really about how, you know, we manage workflow and as well as, you know, defining the workplace of the future. So being able to embrace all those devices is core to what we do as a company. From a security standpoint, of course, the IT group is very good at this. You know, they manage that very well. We even use our technology, for example, to do video interviews. And so we'll send a link to download software on your tablet or on your laptop if you're a candidate, so that you can then be in a secure environment for a job interview. So there's we've embraced BYOD since I think day one, simply because it's part of our core competency.
That's great. Now let's shift to millennials, which is certainly a huge topic in the HR arena. So how do millennials collaborate differently than employees from other generations?
You know, millennials, I think, are very interesting. They've grown up with technology, so they're very technology dependent. They're not necessarily technology savvy, but they are very dependent upon it. And, you know, kind of going back to interviewing, I met with one of our sales regional directors the other day who joined the company about 8 months ago, and I learned that he did all of his interviews, and we did all of them as well, on video. He never set foot on the property. He never met anyone physically in person. It was all face-to-face, of course, over video. We made him a job offer, and he accepted that job. So they're very comfortable, I think millennials are, with leveraging technology, where some of us, maybe like me, would have felt the need to say, I really need to go see this person, you know, physically. I'd really want to see the environment where I'll be where I'll potentially be working. So I think millennials are just much more comfortable with it, and that gives companies, it gives me as someone who's looking to hire people an advantage because, you know, I can start thinking differently about where I can hire somebody. They don't have to necessarily be, you know, co-located in a physical location anymore. It expands your horizons and your potential talent pool to be able to leverage the technology, knowing that millennials are very comfortable with it, and have them be fully engaged, have them be, you know, fully productive, even though they aren't necessarily physically sitting with you at a site.
That's great, and that plays perfectly into our next question. So when did easy-to-use, reliable video go from quote-unquote nice-to-have to being something that was needed to compete in the corporate HR function?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question. You know, for me personally, it has for many years being very much a nice-to-have, and I think the evolution is still happening over the workplace of the future, and that you need it to compete, you know, in the corporate HR function. Because, you know, before I joined Polycom, I was in a much more traditional environment, and now at Polycom, it takes about 6 weeks, and you become very much addicted to video, and embedding it into your workflow. So things like, doing job interviews, or, you know, being able to have a flexible work environment from a flexible work schedule. One of our employee surveys just came back that said one of the top reasons people enjoy working at Polycom is we have such a flexible work environment. So we have, you know, just some simple things like you have a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day so you can work from home, but you can do it on video and still be able to connect face-to-face with your coworkers. Or you're about to get on an airplane and you're sitting in the terminal, and you can be on your iPad with your earphones in doing a video conference. So it works really well in the workflow. And again, from a need to compete, right now unemployment's pretty low, particularly in the California and the Silicon Valley and across the United States. So the ability to find talent everywhere is really great. I've got someone who works for me out of Texas in Dallas, and we don't have an office in Dallas. She's the head of HR supporting sales, services, and marketing, and she creates water cooler moments over video. She is not physically located with anybody on the HR team. She actually manages people in other locations, and in one case, she managed two people who she hadn't met for 4 years in person. She'd never physically met them. So it built very effective relationships, and, you know, and I'm so lucky to have her as part of the team, even though, you know, several years ago I would have said, well, no, that just can't work, because in HR you have to be with your customer, you have to be with your employees. But I think video conferencing allows that sort of relationship building face-to-face, like you would build face-to-face, you know, sitting in an office together.
Awesome insights there, Laura. So let's shift real quick to you. We understand that you have a law degree, and how has that helped your practice of HR?
These days, there's a lot of employment law that applies in the workplace, regardless of, you know, around the world. You know, so you've got wage and hour issues. So there's a lot of questions around whether someone's exempt from overtime or is eligible for overtime. There are a lot of legal requirements. If you're in the United States and you sell to the federal government, then there are affirmative action plan requirements. There are just a lot of legal requirements that are built into the practice of law practice of HR these days. So it's helped me prioritize, it's helped me mitigate risk and address compliance issues well for the organizations that I've worked for. I also have been very lucky to have had a responsibility for international employment law matters at other companies. So I know about works councils in Europe. I know about what it takes to take action with someone in Japan and Singapore and Australia. So I think it's been very helpful in just knowing, again, kind of getting back to how am I enabling Polycom strategy. And one of the ways to do that is to mitigate risk and make sure that we are fully compliant.
Outstanding insights today, Laura. You know, before we sign off today, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we didn't cover today?
You covered quite a bit. I was thinking about the question with respect to, you know, the need to compete in the corporate HR function. And there's, you know, I listen and read about companies who have decided, you know, everyone has to be here in a physical work location, that, you know, no one can work from home. And I think it's a balance. You know, there are jobs, of course, where, you know, that you can't do anywhere but at a physical site. You know, if you're in manufacturing and you're on a manufacturing line, you can't do that work from home. There are people who shouldn't do that, you know, from a video conferencing standpoint, and I'll be one of those people. I have a hard time myself working from home all day because I'm easily distracted, so I need a workspace, which is great to come into, but I do leverage the video conference late at night, so I'll have calls at 9 o'clock at night with the folks in China or 6 o'clock in the morning on video with my team in Europe. So, you know, but it's a balance. I don't think it's good to have that absolute rule about an inflexible workforce, work environment, because it limits your creativity, it limits your ability to attract and retain and keep your employees engaged. So I've learned that there's a balance, and it's really, again, it always gets back to the business. You know, what do you need to do to deliver the best business results? In finance, they manage the money. In HR, I'm taking care of the people. So when it's at Polycom, for example, 70% of what we invest from an OPEX standpoint is in our people. So how do we make sure that very large investment is delivering the business results that we need as a corporation?
Wow, what a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Workspace Today podcast interview with Laura Owen, who's the Senior Vice President and Chief Human Resources Officer for Polycom. And Laura was kind enough to share some insights on new collaboration trends when it comes to HR and much more. And Laura, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Matt. This is lots of fun. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Take care.
Anything else you need, Matt, from this end?